My fears, my deepest fear is to losing my life behind four corners, losing my life behind gun violence, or just losing it to four corners, or somebody asking me, where you from? Killing me just because of where I'm from. I mean, I don't want to die, period. That's one of my deepest fears. Some of my closest friends, so I'm trying to show my little brothers and them right now, like, I'm not trying to die over just a block, over four corners. It's not worth it, it's not. I mean, I done lost some of my closest friends behind four corners. I mean, they didn't even get to see they 20s. Since I've been in here, I just lost one of my, he's older than me, but we was real close. Like, this is my friend. Like, we was just real close. I mean, I just lost him while I've been in here. I mean, that really hurted me because when I came to jail, we was together. I took something from, he had gave me something when I went to jail, and I got it on my property now. And I always think about, man, I can't wait to get out so I can be with him and chill with him. And he had just passed in May behind some violence. So it's like now I'm not going to be able to chill with him behind four corners. That's hurtful. I lost so many of my friends behind that. It's like some of them didn't even get to see 17. One of them didn't even get to see 23, my age. The last two person I lost, it wasn't to violence. It was in a car crash, and they was brothers. One got ejected from the car, and one died from the impact. And that hurt it. I went to a double funeral. I never in my life been to a double funeral. I refuse to keep losing all my friends, my family, over just gang stuff, four corners, what set you claim. It's bigger than that. Life is bigger than that, especially if you got kids. You'll want to be there so you can show them which way to go and not having another man to raise them in their life or disciplining them, having them call somebody else daddy. I mean, that's not what we want in life.